Chapter 4. Scott watched Paxton's eyes, trying to guess what the off-duty cop was going to do next. Was this guy really going to arrest him in front of his own daughter at her birthday party? It seemed like a real possibility.
"Mommy was so happy you were here that she choked on her drink,"
shouted Cassie, running back up to Scott. As soon as Cassie got close, Paxton instinctively backed down. It looked like he wasn't going to run Scott in after all. Scott turned back to his little girl.
"Guess who this present is for?"
he said, holding out the terribly wrapped package.
"Can I open it now?"
she asked excitedly.
"Of course you can, honey. It's your birthday," Scott answered.
Cassie tore off the paper to reveal the strangest-looking stuffed animal she had ever seen. It was a fluffy, orange rabbit? Or possibly a cat. It was hard to tell. When Cassie squeezed it, it squeaked,
"I love you,"
in a weird high voice.
"What is it?"
asked Cassie.
"I have no idea," admitted Scott. "I found it in a bodega on Grant and I thought it was perfect. So bizarre."
Cassie hugged the ugly little rabbit cat thing.
"I love it. It's my favorite present,"
she squealed.
"Can I go show my friends what my daddy got me?"
Paxton stepped in as if Cassie had asked him the question.
"Sure, Cassie. Go ahead, honey."
The little girl ran off. Scott turned to Paxton, saying, "The child support is coming. It's hard to find work with a criminal record." Paxton sneered.
"You're the genius, right? You'll think of something."
Before Scott could reply, a familiar voice came from behind him.
"Scott?"
Scott turned to see his ex-wife, still as gorgeous as the day he married her.
"Hi, Maggie,"
he said sheepishly. Involuntarily, his heart started beating faster.
"You can't do this. You can't just show up whenever you want to," said Maggie.
She was clearly angry, but aware of the room full of people around her and trying to keep it contained.
"It's too hard on us. All of us."